Chapter 10.
But it happened that when my son entered his wedding chamber, he fell over and died. So all of us extinguished our lamps, and all of my citizens rose to console me. I remained quiet until the evening of the second day. But when all of them had ceased consoling me, encouraging me to be quiet, I arose in the night and fled, and I came to this field, as you see. And I am not going to return to the city, but will remain here. And I will neither eat nor drink, but will mourn and fast incessantly until I die.
Then I broke off the ponderings which I was occupied with until now, and answered indignantly and said, "You most foolish of women, do you not see our plight and what has happened to us? For Zion, the mother of us all, is in deep grief and great distress. It is most appropriate to mourn now, because all of us are mourning, and to be sorrowful, because all of us are sorrowing. However, you are sorrowing for one son, but we, over the whole world, for our mother. Now ask the earth, and she will tell you that she is the one who ought to mourn over so many who germinate upon her. And from the beginning, all have been born of her, and others will come. And behold, almost all walk straight to perdition, and a great number of them will come to doom. Who then ought to mourn the more, she who lost so great a number, or you, who are grieving for one alone? But should you say to me, 'My lamentation is not like the earth's, for I have lost the fruit of my womb, which I brought forth in pain and bore in sorrow,' whereas the earth generates in its own way, the multitude who is currently in it goes out as it came in. Then I would say to you, just as you gave birth in travail, so from the beginning, the earth also has given her fruit, that is, man, to him who created her. Now therefore, keep your sorrow to yourself, and bravely bear the calamities that have come upon you. For if you acknowledge the decree of God to be right, you will receive your son back in due time, and will be highly extolled among women. Therefore, go into the city to your husband." She said to me,
"I will not do so, nor will I enter into the city, but I will die here."
So I spoke to her further and said, "Do not do that, but let yourself be persuaded. For how many are the calamities of Zion? And be consoled, because of the distress of Jerusalem. For you see how our sanctuary has been demolished, our altar thrown down, our temple destroyed. Our harp has been laid low, our hymns have been silenced, and our rejoicing has been ended. The light of our lampstand has been extinguished. The ark of our covenant has been plundered. Our holy things have been polluted. And the name by which we are called has been profaned. Our children have suffered abuse. Our priests have been burned. Our Levites have gone into exile. Our virgins have been defiled. And our women have been ravished. Our righteous men have been carried off. Our little ones have been cast out. Our young men have been enslaved, and our strong men rendered impotent. And worst of all, the seal of Zion has been deprived of its glory and given over into the hands of those who hate us. Therefore, shake off your great sadness, and lay aside your many sorrows, so that the Mighty One may be merciful to you, and the Most High may give you rest from your troubles. And it came to pass, while I was speaking to her, her face suddenly began to shine exceedingly. Her countenance flashed like lightning, so that I was too frightened to approach her, and my heart was terrified. While I was wondering what this meant, behold, she suddenly uttered a fearful cry so loud that the earth shook at the sound. When I looked up, the woman was no longer visible to me, but there was an established city at the place upon conspicuously massive foundations. I was afraid and cried out with a loud voice and said, "Where is the angel Uriel who came to me at first? For it was he who brought overpowering bewilderment upon me. My end has become corruption, and my prayer a reproach." While I was speaking these words, the angel who had first come to me came to me once more. And when he saw me lying there like a corpse, deprived of my senses, he grasped my right hand and supported me and set me on my feet and said to me,
"What is the matter with you? And why are you troubled? And why is your mind confused and the thoughts of your heart troubled?"
I said to him, "It was because you deserted me. For I followed your directions and went out into the field. And behold, I saw and can still see what is impossible for me to explain." He said to me,
"Stand up like a man, and I will instruct you."
I said, "Speak, my Lord. Only do not forsake me, lest I die before my time. For I have seen what I did not know, and I hear what I do not understand. Or is my mind deceived and my soul dreaming? Now therefore, I beg you to give your servant an explanation of this bewildering vision." He answered me and said,
"Listen to me, and I will teach you, and I will inform you about the things that you fear. For the Most High has revealed many secrets to you. He has seen your righteous conduct, and that you have sorrowed incessantly for your people and mourned greatly over Zion. Therefore, this is the meaning of the vision. The woman who appeared to you a little while ago, whom you saw mourning and whom you began to console, you do not now see the form of a woman, but an established city appeared to you there. And who told you about the misfortune of her son, this is the interpretation. The woman whom you saw is Zion, which you now see as a finished city. When she informed you that she was barren for 30 years, the reason is that for 3,000 years no offerings were offered in her. And after 3,000 years Solomon built the city and offered offerings. Then it was that the barren woman bore a son. And when she told you that she had exercised great care in his upbringing, that was the period of residence in Jerusalem. And when she told you, 'My son died as he entered his wedding chamber,' and that misfortune had overtaken her, this was the destruction that befell Jerusalem. And behold, you saw her likeness, how she mourned for her son, and you began to console her because of what had happened to her. So when the Most High saw that your entire soul was grieved and that your entire heart was distressed for her, he showed you the brilliance of her glory and the loveliness of her beauty. Therefore, I told you to remain in the field where no house had been built, for I knew that the Most High would reveal these things to you. Therefore, I told you to go into the field where there was no building foundation, because no edifice of human construction could stand in the place where the city of the Most High was to be revealed. Therefore, do not be afraid, and do not let your heart be terrified. But go in and see the splendor or the vastness of the building, as far as it is possible for your eyes to see it. And afterward, you will hear as much as your ears are capable of hearing. For you are more blessed than many, and you have been called to be with the Most High as few have been. But you must remain here tomorrow night, and the Most High will show you in those dream visions what the Most High will do to the inhabitants of the earth in the last days.
So I slept that night and the following one, as he had directed me.